the Islands, written by Di Morrissey and read by Kate Hood. At the far end of the memorial, in the shrine room, they stood before the marble wall where the names of all those lost were carved. Everyone spoke in whispers. Catherine glanced at the solemn-faced Bradley.
"Do you ever think about going to war?"
He thought for a moment, then said, "I think if you choose to serve your country, you accept whatever comes along."
"Whether or not you agree with the reasons behind it?"
she asked, thinking of the protest demonstrations against the Vietnam War she'd seen on television, at home and in London. "Like I said, you choose to serve. I believe in what our government is doing. The public doesn't always know what goes on behind the scenes." He took her arm. "Thanks for coming along. I thought it might give you a sense of the history that's here."
"Yes, thanks for bringing me."
The visit had given Catherine a sense of how important the Navy was to Bradley. As the tender ferried them back to the visitors' centre, Bradley put his arm around her.
"Are you up for another Hawaiian institution?" he asked. "Something romantic?"
"Of course. Where are we going?"
"It's a show. Don Ho at the Beachcomber Lounge. But I thought we'd have a cocktail under the banyan tree first. You can change into something else for the show, as it doesn't start till later. Or you can go as you are, of course. You look lovely, whatever you wear."
"I bought some things today, including a dress, so I'd like to wear it tonight. That's thoughtful of you."
She was learning Bradley was thoughtful and a planner. They took their regular spot under the banyan tree, and a waiter appeared, and Bradley ordered a Mai Tai for Catherine and a Tom Collins for himself. She wondered what that was, and would have preferred something other than the sweet and sneaky Mai Tai, but she didn't want to hurt Bradley's feelings.
"And bring us a platter of poo-poos as well, please," added Bradley.
Catherine lifted an eyebrow.
"Little snacks, Hawaiian hors d'oeuvres," he explained.
They picked at the tasty food. Catherine had a second Mai Tai, which she sipped slowly, as she was already feeling somewhat mellow from the first one, and they talked and talked.